ABC Radio Australia.
When experts are raising concerns over Papua New Guinea's recent crackdown on illegal immigration, which has led to dozens of arrests over just a week period. Now, the fears are that some of these people may have been trafficked into the country and therefore may be victims, not perpetrators of a crime. It comes as PNG's foreign minister has announced that the government will take a tough stance amid reports that illegal foreign workers are harassing local Papua New Guineans and preventing them from finding jobs. Priyanka Srinivasan has more.
Operation Restoration. That's the name of Papua New Guinea's new border security crackdown. In a press release, Immigration Minister Wesley Nkunj says his aim is to completely remove the remnants and cadavers of illegal immigration. The new task force has apprehended more than 20 foreigners suspected of entering PNG without official documents. Pacific Beat understands PNG police are now investigating whether these men and women have been exploited, abused, or trafficked to PNG. Dr. Jade Lindley from the University of Western Australia, while unable to comment on these latest allegations, says Papua New Guinea does have a record of human trafficking. She says government corruption could be making the situation worse.
Weak immigration laws may exist in the region. Say, for example, if a country within the region is known to have weaker laws, that might be the transit point before arriving at the destination. Corruption is a big problem across the region, but in particular in PNG, there's been known issues of border control being corrupted and allowing either fake IDs and so forth coming through or enabling fake documents at the border.
Dr. Lindley says the roundup and arrest of illegal immigrants can often put victims of trafficking at further risk.
Arresting victims is fraught with all sorts of problems. Victims often have their official documents taken from them and they're told to fear police and other government officials, and so they might not speak, so they become unsupportive witnesses. It is a situation of servitude, so they are indeed victims.
And the US State Department's annual survey of global trafficking doesn't give PNG a great report card. It says the government provides no funding for services to protect victims, and it's not able to effectively identify them either. And the state government downgraded PNG for its failure to properly convict anyone of human trafficking for 6 years straight. Dr. Lindley says she's particularly concerned over reports 8 women from China have been arrested in the crackdown who are suspected of being sex workers.
The issue of sex work is highly problematic, though people are very vulnerable in these situations, particularly if they don't speak the local language. Just seeing the fact that these victims are indeed sex workers, which may be illegal in particular states, and that difficult.
Minister for Immigration, Mr. Nkunj, has said the arrests will help local Papua New Guineans find work by casting out those illegally employed in PNG. But for Blake Loney from Australian anti-slavery group A21, even those who are working illegally are often at risk of exploitation.
People are promised a job opportunity that will help them to be able to raise money that they otherwise wouldn't in the country where they're from, to be able to send back to their families. That is a large form of the trafficking that does take place, is work that ends up being for little to no pay.
She says people who may have been trafficked must be the focus of any government crackdown to ensure their rights are protected.
A victim-centred approach needs to be taken, and not treating them as criminals, but understanding what they have been through and helping that to inform these arrests and prosecutions.
But PNG's Immigration and Citizenship Authority appears to be taking a hard line. It says Operation Restoration would spread to all provinces so that illegal foreigners or illegal business owners could no longer hide.